Imagine sitting in a diner, watching the people around you. A couple engrossed in intimate conversation. A group of 20-somethings hypnotized by their phones. This everyday scene sparked Chris Bailey's realization. Despite being a productivity expert, his own attention was increasingly fractured. In our hyper-connected world, attention, not time, has become our most precious resource. We receive 11 million bits of information every second through our senses, yet consciously process only 40 bits, less than 0.0004%. Our short-term memory holds just 4 chunks of information simultaneously. These biological limitations explain why we struggle with divided attention and why multitasking is largely a myth. When we attempt to juggle multiple cognitive demands, our performance suffers across all tasks. Understanding these constraints isn't just academic, it's the foundation for reclaiming control of your wandering mind and unlocking your full potential. We switch tasks approximately every 40 seconds during the workday, with interruptions requiring an average of 25 minutes to resume our original task. During this recovery period, we typically work on 2 to 3 other tasks, creating a perpetual cycle of incomplete focus. Each switch carries a cognitive tax that accumulates throughout your day, leaving you mentally exhausted yet feeling unaccomplished. When our attentional space overflows, we experience attention residue, fragments of previous tasks lingering in our consciousness, preventing full engagement with our current activity. Consider how thoughts from a difficult meeting continue occupying your mental bandwidth, even as you attempt to focus elsewhere. This residue makes work take up to 50% longer and significantly impairs memory formation. When multitasking, we process information using the basal ganglia, responsible for habits, rather than the hippocampus, crucial for memory, causing us to remember less and accumulate less knowledge over time. The switching tax can consume up to 40% of our productive time, effectively reducing a standard workday to just a few hours of genuine productivity. Hyperfocus is your brain's most productive state when you deliberately focus on one important task that fills your attentional space completely. In this state, you work with deliberate attention, quickly recover from distractions, and experience time distortion where hours feel like minutes. Achieving hyperfocus requires 4 steps: choosing a meaningful focus object, eliminating distractions, concentrating for a predetermined time, and redirecting your attention when it wanders. Not every task warrants hyperfocus. Reserve it for complex activities that benefit from complete attention, such as writing reports or having meaningful conversations. For routine tasks like laundry or shopping, hyperfocus can actually hinder performance through overthinking. To identify hyperfocus-worthy tasks, apply the rule of 3. Select 3 accomplishments that would make your day successful. When hyperfocusing, you're less busy because you limit what enters your attentional space, accomplishing more in 1 hour than in an entire day of divided attention. Distractions entice us because they're often more appealing than our work. When facing challenging tasks, our brain naturally seeks more captivating alternatives. Creating a distraction-free mode means eliminating controllable distractions. Using blocking apps, putting your phone away, and wearing noise-canceling headphones, so your brain must focus on your intended task. Our physical environment significantly impacts our focus ability. Novel objects compete for attention. Even a smartphone's presence reduces conversation quality. To create a focus-friendly environment, distance yourself from attention-grabbing objects and introduce productive cues like plants, whiteboards, and books. Maintain clean, decluttered physical and digital spaces to prevent stress and distraction. If you need music, choose familiar, simple tunes. Complexity demands attention that should be directed toward your work. Your environment should support your intentions, not undermine them. While hyperfocus drives productivity, scatterfocus, deliberately letting your mind wander, unlocks creativity. Creative insights typically arrive not during intense concentration, but in moments of relaxation. Despite its benefits, most people avoid this mode. Studies show 83% of Americans spend no time relaxing or thinking daily. And in one experiment, many participants chose electric shocks over sitting alone with their thoughts. Our wandering minds often drift to worries, making the experience uncomfortable. Scatter focus has three styles: capture mode, noting whatever surfaces during free mental roaming; problem crunching mode, holding a specific problem loosely in mind while thoughts wander around it; and habitual mode, engaging in simple tasks while capturing emerging ideas. Our brain's prospective bias means we spend nearly half our scatter focus time planning for the future. We're 14 times more likely to think about the future when scatter focusing than when hyper-focused. This helps us work with greater intention by contrasting our desired future against present reality. Though seemingly opposite, hyperfocus and scatter focus actually reinforce each other. Practicing one improves your capacity for the other. Your attention quality fluctuates with your energy levels. When depleted, you focus less effectively, get distracted easily, and default to autopilot. Regular scatter focus breaks replenish mental energy, expanding attentional space by up to 58%. The most refreshing breaks are low effort and habitual, genuinely enjoyable and not chores, unless you enjoy them. Think nature walks, exercise, meditation, reading for pleasure, or creative hobbies, not checking social media or email. Break frequency varies individually, but research suggests taking breaks at least every 90 minutes, aligning with natural mental energy cycles, with roughly 15 minutes of break per hour of work. The most productive workers take 17-minute breaks after 52 minutes of focus. Sleep quality dramatically impacts attention capacity. Losing an hour of sleep costs 2 hours of productivity and can shrink attentional space by 60%. Both sleep dreaming and daydreaming activate the same brain regions, with sleep being scatter focus on steroids. Though breaks often trigger guilt during heavy workloads, they're actually highly productive activities because they prevent energy depletion. Happiness expands our attentional space in both focus modes. When happy, dopamine increases in our brain, enhancing deep focus and information recall. Research shows happier people are 31% more productive. Science-backed happiness boosters include music, play, relationships, exercise, gratitude, journaling, meditation, and kindness, all enhancing attention capacity. Energy fluctuates daily based on natural rhythms. Hyperfocus works best during your biological prime time, BPT, your energy-rich periods. Scatter focus thrives during your creative prime time, when energy is lowest and your brain less inhibited. Studies show we solve 27% more insight problems during non-optimal times. For most people, energy peaks in late morning and mid-afternoon, with the lowest point after lunch. Establish a weekly focus ritual to plan your attention needs. Schedule this Sunday evening or Monday morning to determine your 3 weekly intentions and assess which attention mode you'll need more. Consider upcoming deadlines and available focus blocks. The foundation of attention management is awareness, noticing what occupies your attention, your energy levels, and your attentional capacity. Greater awareness allows more deliberate direction of focus toward what matters most, creating a meaningful life. In a world designed to fracture our focus, controlling your attention is your superpower. It's about doing the right things with complete presence. Your attention shapes your reality.